WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. An Israeli official tells CBS News a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war will begin at 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. At least 50 hostages in Gaza are expected to be freed, including possibly three Americans. Their release is in exchange for a four-day ceasefire and Palestinian prisoners. CBS News correspondent Margaret Brennan on the delicate negotiations.
We have come close on at least two occasions, once at the end of October and a few weeks ago, but this is the very first time both sides have publicly agreed to the terms. To help close this deal, President Biden also picked up the phone himself.
For the Palestinian perspective, we turn to correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab in the West Bank.
The people we've been speaking to here in Ramallah say they don't want a pause in the violence, but they want an end to the war completely and the release of all Palestinians being held in Israeli jails, not just some women and children.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the nine-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Western Wisconsin Health hosted a groundbreaking event over the weekend for expansions to its hospital meant to combat challenges faced in the rural hospital landscape. The hospital added an obstetrics and surgical expansion to their complex in an effort to improve women's health care services in the Baldwin area. Health officials say birthing centers shutting down in rural areas can pose a significant risk to the over 2 million women of childbearing age living in maternity care deserts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting that opening weekend hunting numbers are down this year. Hunters reportedly registered just over 92,000 deer on the opening weekend of gun deer season, a 16% decrease from 2022's opening weekend and a 10% decrease below the five-year average. Preliminary data also shows a slight drop in the number of hunters with deer license, down a little over 0.5% from this time 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number 4 now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 26, Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, a lot colder, high of 32. The rest of the holiday weekend will be mostly dry, although we may see a few light snow showers on Sunday morning. It's going to be cold, though, with highs in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As unbelievable as it is the 22nd of November. And that's... Wow, where did the year go? Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. Like you were alluding to, we made it to the long weekend coming up.
Yeah, man, but it's really amazing. It's the 22nd of November, and it, you know, came out of nowhere, man. You know, and so anyway, wanted to talk a little bit. You know, yesterday I was finishing up, picking up the things that I need as I prepare to spend some time in the kitchen. You're going to be doing the same thing, man. You know, I just love my time in the kitchen, man. You?
Yeah, I certainly enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
Oh, do you do it only during Thanksgiving?
That's the one time where I really am able to focus on it. I like to do it every once in a while, but it's hard to find the time.
Right, man. So do you do it before your mom does what she has to do, or do you guys in there moving around at the same time?
Well, since I'll have to get the turkey in the oven before most of her stuff, so I'll try to be out of her way.
Yeah. You know, man, I'm going to I got to start early tomorrow morning because the Packer kickoff is 11:30, man. Right? It's 11:30. I don't want to be, you know, in the kitchen putzing around in the kitchen while the Packer game is going on. You know, in the old days, I used to be able to bring a little portable TV in the kitchen. And, you know, you could use that portable TV, but portable TVs have gone the way of the dinosaur. So, you know, I don't have a television in the kitchen. I'm never going to get to that point. You?
I don't have a TV in the kitchen, but the way my house is set up, I can kind of see the TV from the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I won't be spending time watching the game while I'm trying to cook. So I'm going to go ahead and get that out of the way. You know, things have come a long way. There are more men in the kitchen than there have been probably in lifetime. My dad would never spend any time in the kitchen unless it was looking for something for him to eat or to get a beer, right? Your dad?
He grills a little, but for the most part, yeah, he doesn't really.
Oh, man, my dad didn't grill. He didn't do any of that. I guess his thing was, hey, I'm providing the sustenance, you know, keeping the roof over people's heads And I shouldn't have to worry about that. But, you know, something about men in the kitchen. And for decades, that wasn't the case. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. We got any men in the listening audience who are going to be spending, who will be spending some time in the kitchen on tomorrow? I'm sure we probably do, man. But I know, I love being in the kitchen, man. It's something about, you know, just getting in there and you know, the chefs, right? Most of the chefs are men. So it's not unusual to have men in the kitchen, right? It's really not unusual to have men in the kitchen when it comes to chefs. But clearly, if you're not a chef, then it's kind of unusual to have men there. But, man, I've grown so accustomed to it that, man, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to getting in there and having at it and taking that bird I purchased on yesterday and fresh, always fresh. Now, as much as I preach on the air about getting fresh turkey, if you haven't had it, now, you know, it'd be fresher. You can, if you live in a rural area, you can catch that fellow who's been floating around out back. It doesn't get any fresher than that. But, you know, I'm going to Calvin, and here's a little information from, you know, an older guy who's in the kitchen. When you season your bird, you put it on the outside, right?
Well, I usually put the so I usually cover it in butter, and I try to put it under the skin.
There you go. As a man who knows a little something. Who taught you that?
YouTube videos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. YouTube video. So when I started cooking, there was no YouTube video to teach you that. And it took me a number of years to realize I put my fresh basil that I mince up. Try fresh basil, man, if you ever get a chance. Mince it up really, really well with that butter and put it under the skin. Never, never. People make mistakes when they're frying their turkeys or cooking their turkeys in the oven. Do you cover yours with aluminum foil?
Not until the end if one part's getting a little too done.
See, you are. Oh, man, come on. You didn't learn it the hard way. You went on the internet and smart. But, man, I had to learn it over the years.